I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There are 28 active conflicts around the world today, according to the U.S. Council on Foreign Relations. Each one holds unique dangers for deaf individuals, from Ukraine to Gaza to Sudan. Even fleeing to safety can be deadly. Rob Myers of Door International says,
we know of deaf people who have actually been shot on site because the person who was asking them questions just doubted that they were deaf.
Deaf people often miss critical wartime information because of language barriers. Many deaf also lack spiritual information because they can't access the gospel in their heart's sign language. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
For those who want to see people know Jesus, and especially for whole people groups who haven't had access to the gospel, we would encourage you to take a look at what God is doing through Door International.
And the World Bank recently approved $50 million to support public education reforms in Sri Lanka. Funding will be used to improve education quality and improve school facilities. Public schools aren't the only ones gaining attention. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says parents are increasingly drawn to their education program. Run by volunteers, the after-school program offers tutoring in math and English.
They use Bible stories and songs, being able to share Christ with them, as well as giving them education.
But not everyone in the community wants to hear the good news.
There is some resistance to the gospel, Sri Lanka being mostly Hindu and Buddhist.
CWO partners with dedicated local leaders in Sri Lanka who live out the gospel while also meeting educational and physical needs. Pray for the CWO partner who's facing persecution. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.